everywhere are reminders that this is Christmas time. And even if the world thinks that it's about elves on the shelves, Santa, reindeers, lights, trees, holiday music, we know that this is about celebrating that God Himself came to earth, the all-powerful one, the one who created all and for whom all was created. That one humbled Himself. God became man and dwelt among us. The highest and holiest was born in the most humble of ways. Christmas points us to God. But why did He come? Jesus tells us this answer in Mark 10:45. Can you open your Bibles there? Mark 10:45. Jesus said, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many." We don't have to guess why God would become man. Jesus Himself gives us His purpose, to serve, and to give His life as a ransom. Here Jesus affirms that He is indeed the promised Son of Man, spoken of in Daniel 7 and then in Revelation 1, who will come in the clouds of heaven. All the peoples will serve Him. But His coming at Christmas was not that coming. Not yet. Rather, He unites the seemingly divergent Son of Man and suffering servant prophecies into one. He is one and the same. He came not to be served, but to serve. And while affirming that He is the Son of Man, whom all will serve, He simultaneously declares that He is Isaiah 53's suffering servant, who came to die in the place of sinners. His disciples could clearly see Jesus as the Son of Man, that He was going to have glory. They selfishly wanted a share in that. They could not see at that point what we must see, that the path to that glory was a humble one that would take Jesus to the cross in order to ransom many for himself. Christmas points us to God. Christmas points us to the cross. At Christmas, we must remember that the purpose of Jesus' coming was to die. Jesus came in order that He would die, and His death wasn't His life taken, but His life purposefully given. He paid with His life the ransom price to release many. From what? From whom? Or to whom did He have to pay the price? Mankind is held in bondage of sin. Ever since Adam's fall, we are slaves to sin. We find our wills inexorably set on sin. We must be freed from it. And our sinning has been against God. God is perfectly just, and He has declared that the penalty for our sin against Him is eternal punishment from God in hell. An unthinkable debt was owed. We found ourselves in double bondage. Bondage to sin, and with a debt hanging over us from God that was unthinkable. And Jesus came to give Himself as a ransom to free us from sin's power and to free us from God's just punishment of us for our sin. God became man in love to suffer at the hands of God what sinners deserved, so that we could be freed from our godlessness and reconciled to God. Jesus' words in Mark 10:45 have echoes of Isaiah 53, where hundreds of years before, Isaiah declared that the suffering servant poured out His life to death because He was numbered with the transgressors. He was crushed for our iniquities. It was God who crushed him when he laid on him the iniquity of us all. The righteous servant making the many righteous by becoming sin. This is what we should remember when we think of Christmas. And it's what we need to think of when we take the Lord's Supper. Christmas points us away from ourselves. Christmas points us toward God in faith, to God's ransom of us all at the cross. Many think of God the same way they think of Santa or that elf on the shelf that's becoming popular. That he sees what we do. He weighs our good and bad in a scale. And if we're good enough, we get gifts. If not, maybe coal. But he'll certainly understand. You know, we're human after all. There's something right in this thinking. God does indeed see all. And he does consider all that we do. And his judgment is that we deserve hell for what we've done. So I beg you, do not relate to God on the basis of your works or your efforts. God didn't come to be served. God didn't come to be impressed by our righteousness. God came to serve and to ransom us from our unrighteousness. If you come to God pointing to your own works, you'll get nothing but judgment. Rather, we come to God clinging in faith to Jesus. Our ransom has been paid. Jesus died in order that God the Father would place all of my sin and all the sins of everyone who would believe on Jesus. They would be judged in his body on the cross. Jesus died so that his righteousness would be given to all who have turned to him in repentance and faith, and to reconcile us to God. If this faith describes you, please remember Jesus and his ransom he paid for you by taking the bread and juice in remembrance of him. Evaluate yourself. If you see any sin, recall that you are not your own. You were bought with a price. You were bought with the price of Jesus' blood. You were bought so that you would glorify God in your body. So turn from sin. Evaluate your life. And if you see sin there, you must repent. You must turn. If you will not, you have no confidence that you have been ransomed. Please let the bread and juice pass. But more importantly, please repent and take it with us. And if you don't trust in Jesus, please believe. Please believe. Come and talk to me. Talk to somebody before you leave. Jesus came to earth. God came to earth to die. God judged his son so that he doesn't have to judge you if you would only cling to him. So please believe and then take the bread and juice. But if you won't, let it pass. Please don't leave today without talking to me or somebody about this good news. Men, will you come serve us? Christians, please take the bread and juice on your own. I'll lead us in prayer when we're done.